instead of talking about the Heat this time, I'm going to talk about college basketball that starts today that everyone's talking about. March Madness has started, and everyone who loves basketball is filling out their brackets. March Madness is one of the greatest moments for college basketball, as the best of the best teams go head-to-head for spots in the next round. As Duke wanting the championship win two times straight, they will have to fight to make it to the Final Four, where they could play number one seed Ohio State. Personally, I believe that Ohio State will take the win, but with Kyrie Irving back and scoring over 20 points a game, it will definitely be a good one. That's if these two teams make it. There are one thing that everyone loves to see in the first couple of rounds of the playoffs, which is upsets. It kills everyone's brackets, but everyone loves to see the number one seed to go down quickly by someone they didn't expect. Just last year, mostly everyone had Kansas to win, but they had to play Butler, who they thought would be no big deal. Kansas lost, as so many people were surprised, as Butler went to the championship, but lost to Duke, but only by a few points. The same thing happened this year, as easily, but if it will take a lot of talent to take down the number one seeds like Ohio State, Duke, Pittsburgh, and Kansas. If these teams were to go down in the first or second round, many people's brackets would be off this year. I myself have filled out a bracket and have come to a conclusion that Ohio State will beat Duke in the Final Four to go to the championship. It was a tough decision, but I think Duke will choke early. I also have Pittsburgh and Kansas in the Final Four, with Kansas taking Pittsburgh out and going to the championship to play Ohio State. Some of the tough decisions I had was how far St. John's was going. St. John's is very good, but they have a very tough schedule. They will play BYU, who has an amazing player named Jimmer Fredette. He is one of the most talented players I've seen in a while. He is the top scorer for BYU and can shoot the ball about anywhere. He can take a three from 5 feet away from the NBA three and make it like it's no big deal. A couple games ago, he scored over 50 points, setting a school record. I'm very confident in my bracket and hope you guys make one too, because it's a lot of fun to compete with your friends and see what really happens. Don't forget to watch as the games start today. It's going to be very exciting and one of the best years for college basketball.